This week on the Digital Marketing Scoop, we're talking about using YouTube to build your brand. Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the Digital Marketing Scoop. So this week we're going to be chatting about YouTube. Obviously, massive platform. Probably not a person alive who hasn't heard of YouTube. It is basically, it is today's television. It is where everybody goes to consume an awful lot of content.
Definitely.
I suppose one thing we notice here is that a lot of businesses probably are more inclined right now to produce video content. They're using it, you know, on Facebook, they're using it on Instagram, but there's still a surprising amount of people that don't
have a YouTube
a YouTube channel. And one thing that's absolutely amazing about YouTube is search. I mean, the amount of searches that take place on YouTube is absolutely insane. So obviously you want your product, your service, your testimonials, all that to be to be part of that.
Because those people are making how-to videos and then just putting them on Instagram.
Yeah.
And you're like, people are searching for that exact how to do that.
Exactly. How-to content is, you know, made for YouTube.
Yeah.
So it comes back to, I suppose, to repurposing content, which we're always talking about. You know, it is using it there. And of course, the other thing is the YouTube results actually often show within Google search results. So
that's it.
If you've like, you know, just, you know, local search terms and using your local terms in the title of your YouTube video, you know, there's every chance that you could potentially end up in the actual Google search results as well with your video.
Yeah. Sometimes there's a video up the top, definitely.
So definitely, if you're producing video content at the moment and you are using it on, say, Facebook, Instagram, wherever, you should be using that content on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
The title is obviously extremely important.
Yes, that is, SEO. Yeah.
It's, you know, that's what people are searching.
Yeah. I think people think that the title should be like eye-catching, but it's actually the thumbnail should be the eye-catching part. And then the title should be actually just SEO driven, like how to do this.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, your thumbnail can be the outrageous.
Yeah, like, ooh, look at
that. Exclamation marks everywhere. You know, as you're scrolling through the feed, it grabs your attention.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely in your title then think, okay, what are people searching?
Yeah.
You know, I always say, you know, you can use things like Google Ads Keyword Planner to find keywords that people are actually searching.
Yeah.
Now, that's more related to actual Google search, but it carries over. Mm. As you say, in terms like how to.
People use the YouTube search as a Google search. Like, I'm always typing in really long sentences into YouTube. How do you do this, please?
Exactly. It's an absolutely fantastic place to basically host your content, obviously, but to get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of businesses kind of forget about it.
Yeah, they do.
Because they're on, you know, they're on Facebook and Instagram themselves, think, oh, we need to be on there. But for some reason, they're watching YouTube, but they don't think about putting their business on YouTube as well.
YouTube videos are so integratable with any website. You can just pop in the code and you have a YouTube video on your website. So it's so simple.
Yeah, and it makes it a fantastic way as well to host your video content rather than, you know, from a web design point of view, hosting video can be, you know, complex, it can slow things down.
Yeah.
You know, put it on YouTube, embed it from YouTube onto your site. It's a great way to be able to host your video content for free.
Yeah, it's really handy.
So in terms then of ideas, I suppose, around your channel, obviously one place to look, as I always say, is whatever existing content you have. You know, testimonials, how-tos, overviews of your products and services.
Yeah.
These are all great content.
Your shop or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can personalize things as well, you know,
meet
the team,
the staff.
Meet the staff. Yeah. 100%. All that is fantastic content. And I think YouTube is a great platform as well to set yourself as an expert within an industry.
Definitely.
So, you know, if you're out there, you know, once a week, couple times a week, you've video content going out, you know, here's how to do this.
Yeah.
Here's, you know, here's what happened, here's what we did, all that type of content that basically sets you as the expert within an industry.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a really, really powerful way to build your brand.
And you don't have to be afraid of, oh, it's not brilliant videography, it's just made on my phone, I can't put that on YouTube. Yes, it's natural and it's real, so people enjoy that too.
Just remember to to turn the phone horizontally.
Please at least do that.
YouTube, even though they are on mobile, you can they will do vertical video. Yeah. But no, I mean for YouTube you definitely don't want the vertical video.
Yeah.
But it is, there's a huge amount of content. One thing is that's brilliant as well and that people love are things, you know, like interviews.
Yes, yeah.
Interviewing people within your industry. Again, yeah. That sets you as the expert within the industry.
Because longer form videos really work on Absolutely. YouTube. People want to watch longer things. Like if I'm looking and there's a 2 minute video or there's a 20 minute video on how to do something, I'll probably choose the 20 minute video because I'd be like, right, they're going to tell me everything.
Step by step, yeah. Everything's broken down. Yeah, it is. It's. You know, the way I look at it, that is today's television.
Yeah.
Even at home on our television, we just have a box like YouTube and Netflix on it. We don't have TV, but YouTube is our television. I think that's going to become more and more like that over time.
Definitely, yeah.
So, you know, you want to be on there. You want your profile built up there. As I say, if you want to establish yourself as the expert within an industry, yeah. It is an absolutely fantastic, fantastic place to do it.
Yeah. And then there's some other tips just for your channel. So obviously the thumbnails that we spoke about, make them eye-catching.
Yeah.
On brand as well. And then have your cover photo with like a call to action on it or, you know, just how they'd find you on the website, email, phone or something like that in the cover photo. Have your logo put into the profile picture inside the videos. Tell people to subscribe to your channel as well, and as well when you're making the videos you can crop about like, you know, a couple of seconds that is really interesting and then put that at the start so then people click on it and they're like, ooh, and then it goes into your like intro. yeah
grab the attention straight away. Yeah, absolutely. So in terms then, oh yeah, the ad platform.
Yes.
So Google own YouTube. The YouTube ads is run through the Google Ads platform.
Yeah.
So if you want to run ads on YouTube, you do that through Google Ads. There's loads of different types of ads. Everyone, I suppose, knows the ones when they're watching a YouTube video. You know, I can't skip for 5 or 7 seconds. Yeah, it's unskippable. You'll have other ones you can skip after about 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And then you could have longer ones running in the, you know, middle of content, at the end of content, wherever. But generally, they're either unskippable. I don't know, are they actually upping it to 30 seconds soon on the unskippables?
Oh, really?
I think.
Yeah.
But generally, you'll be able to skip on most of them, you know, after 5 seconds or so.
Yeah, you just have to wait for a few seconds.
Yeah. It'll give you a little countdown on the screen. Yeah. But they're basically, they're all the types of ads you can run. You can actually also run ads in the search results. So when people search YouTube, you're going to have a couple of listings at the top there, which is obviously, again, a great way, especially if people are looking for like how-tos around products or services or reviews of products. I mean, what a place to be when, you know, people are literally searching for the exact product you're selling. So that is a fantastic place to be.
I suppose when you're making those ads that are, you know, they're skippable after the 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So your ad has to grab that attention in those 5 seconds, like straight away, because they're not going to watch the rest of the ad.
Yeah, you don't want to be like running your intro for the first 5 seconds of the ad. You need something that's going to grab them straight away. Yeah.
I always remember Wix.com. They do grab attention. Now, they annoy me at the same time, but they are everywhere. Like if I'm looking up how to do this on a website, how to do this, like they are everywhere to do WordPress or anything. They're like, hey, Wix.com, they ask a question, are you trying to do this with your website? Wix.com is really snappy, so I'll always remember it.
Yeah, it's a really good example because it does, you know, like that is the thing, you do need to grab attention in those first 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Because if you don't grab it in the first 5 seconds, that skip button is there straight away.
Yeah.
And
even I do skip, like I don't watch the rest of the ad, but I do remember those 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So that's the thing.
So yeah, it depends obviously on your product or service, but you know, you do need to grab attention.
Yeah.
And how abrasive you want to be with those first 5 seconds is probably dependent on your brand.
We were also saying just a while ago that, you know, targeting certain influencers with your ads.
Yeah.
And we were just saying that like Tony Robbins and Gary Vee target their own videos.
Yeah, yeah.
So then you're just watching them continuously, which is great. Great idea.
They run their own ads on their own videos.
Yeah.
It's an interesting way to do it. Yeah, yeah.
Because they're interested because they're watching those people already, so they'd be interested in the ad too. Like,
and I always think that's a very interesting way as well to kind of leverage influencers where you know their audience is exactly who you want to be in front of. So yeah, run ads on their videos and their channels because that's, you know, okay, this is my exact audience. This is who I want to talk to.
It's very handy.
And you can do that through YouTube. Yeah. So it is an amazing ad platform as well, but it is definitely somewhere, if you're producing video content and you're not using YouTube, you're missing out. You have a great opportunity to get rankings, to get visitors, to get more eyes on the brand and establish yourself as the expert in the industry.
Definitely.
Thanks for listening. That's been this week's episode of the Digital Marketing Scoop. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of the Digital Marketing Scoop. If you haven't subscribed yet, please search the Digital Marketing Scoop at any of your favorite podcast platforms and subscribe. And if you'd like to follow us on LinkedIn or Instagram, just search for Click Media and Marketing. That's CLIQ Media and Marketing. And we'd love for you to follow us.